This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, December 11th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. 3 big hours. So if you're listening on Friday night, please don't call. Relax, enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, which it is right now, Monday, December 11th, by all means, trundle to your phone, 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. We do not have any straggler questions because you got them last week. So we will start with a new one. I've been meaning to ask this for a while. We also have 11 bumper stumpers, and if you know the artist, that's all you need to know to win. But for extra credit, if you can guess the theme, or if you just prefer to guess the theme, all the records have something in common. All the groups that sung all the records, I should say, have something in common. They all are groups, by the way. All right, so not that that might matter. With that in mind, if you don't like my question, I'll ask it in a moment. You can have your own. Sky's the limit. Everybody knows something about something. And for Barry, it's the Beatles. He knows all you'd ever want to know about the Beatles. So we'll ask him a Beatles question. You're probably like that, too. There's something you know a lot about. By all means, let us know. We're also continuing to vote on those guilty pleasures, those songs that you love but won't even admit to others that you like. Yeah, I know. Fess up on the radio and no one knows who you are. It's a cumulative total, and we'll play them back Christmas night. Christmas night, we're also joined, as is tradition, with Steve Bryant, who will be on with us. So we'll kind of count them down together. And I've admitted my big one, Alice in Wonderland, Neil Sedaka. But I've got some others, too, that I just am loath to admit to anybody. So that's the deal there. And, of course, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is in full swing. So if it's ho-ho, oh no, this is the place for you. All right, so no forced frivolity on this show. We'll get through it together, and we'll emerge on January 2nd better for it. There will be a live Christmas night show and a live New Year's night show. So that's everything. 888-876-5593. Well, not everything. You've got to have the question. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what? Who and what based his entire career and did very well on The Godfather? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Now, let's see what Barry has to say for himself tonight as we prepare for his Beatles question. Okay, Barry, how are you?
Hey, Raleigh. You got me twice in a row, so...
Well, hopefully not this time. We'll go early Beatles. We'll talk about John Lennon's first band, The Quarrymen, as you know. And The Quarrymen, of course, from Quarry Bank High School. But the genre of music they were known for playing was skiffle. What I want to know, who popularized skiffle?
Is it the guy that did Rock Island?
Yes. What's his name?
Yes.
Oh, you can do this. He also did Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight?
Right, Dr. Demento's song.
Oh, it's really? All right. Well, it was a hit also. But, yeah. And my old man's a dustman. So yeah. Who is he?
Oh, I know his name.
And he actually was Scottish. But I know you know it, so you can do this. Come on. I'll give you half credit for knowing what it is, even if you can't remember Lonnie Donegan.
Lonnie Donegan, yep.
Yeah, well, we'll give you half credit for that.
All right.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, we won't mail him half a certificate. We'll mail him a whole certificate and something else. We'll get to prizes eventually here. We keep talking about it. But, much taking place right now. And I'll tell you, this 3 hours we're going to spend together is actually a nice respite from everything else I got to do tonight. And, show will end at the wee bitching hour here, midnight, and that's about when my day's really going to begin. Yeah, tired already. All right, so we're about to play the first bumper stumper because I want you to hear it. And you won't know the theme, obviously, from one song, but maybe within a few records you will. Though it's a hard theme, I'll admit it. But it's got a number of great doo-wop records whose artists you should remember. So before we get to it, I want to talk about the CC Radio 2E. It's just terrific. You know, I always say that Bob Crane should be knighted because years ago when he observed the horrible reception of current radios, he said, I'm going to do something better. And boy, he did. Every one of his radios just has extremely good reception on AM and FM. And the CC Radio 2E is a prime example of that. Take one, put it next to your average radio, tune to a weak AM station, with both of them, and man, that CC2E will blow it out of the water. It is one of the best AM/FM radios on the market today, and you will hear whatever you want to hear, like this show, with better clarity. The sound quality alone is worth it. It can be adjusted to whatever you want to hear, including making it sound like we're right in the room with you. And best of all, as far as I'm concerned, it is designed to receive long-range AM and FM stations and make weak signals stronger. Now, it's not going to get you a signal that isn't otherwise over your head in the atmosphere, but if any radio can pull it in, the 2E can pull it in better. It also gets weather and a weather alert, which makes it a great emergency radio, and it's got a clock and a dial light, and I think you'll love it. I keep it by my bedside. So check ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Read about the CC Radio 2E, or if you can't go online, you can call them 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. World's best customer service. They'll tell you everything you want to know over the phone. You can order over the phone, or and they'll send you a catalog, too, if you want a printed catalog. Now, of course, it's available on Amazon for quicker shipping, but the best experience is to go to ccradio.com and take a look at the CC2E and everything else as well. Now, the nice thing about the satisfaction guarantee, if you're giving it as a gift, it's extended through February. So in the very unlikely situation where somebody does not like it, send it right back. It's all that easy. CC Radio 2E from the Sea Crane Company. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. James, so who are they? Yeah, I thought that was a wonderful record. And May of 1961, it was on Times Square Records. In fact, Slim Rose from Times Square is the guy who named them. So who are they? And keep them in mind when you try to figure out what every act has in common with every other act tonight. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right. So with that in mind, let's see what Marianne in Chicago has to say for herself. What do you think, Marianne?
It's funny that you said something about the time, because that's the time tone.
It is the time tones. You're absolutely right. Why do you know that?
I've been exposed to so much music in my life that every now and then I come up with something.
No, absolutely. It is the time
tones. Sometimes I don't know who the artist is, but I'll know every word to the song.
Oh, yeah. No, I recognize that one. Well, it's interesting because John heard it, too, and the first thing he said, that's Johnny Maestro. I said, no, it's not.
Who would know better than you?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, but it does sound a lot like Johnny. I'll give him that. But no, that was their big hit because of course, like I say, Slim Rose, and I'm sure without a doubt that Jerry Green was behind the scenes somewhere, put that out. So you are a winner.
Okay, well, you guys have a real good night, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. See, I have to try to call in on the first two bumpers because I don't want to fall asleep.
Oh, God, all right. Well, you'll know the next one, too, I bet.
Oh, okay, well, I'll let somebody else have a shot at it.
All right, well, thanks, appreciate it.
Okay, night.
All right, so let's add Marianne's winning list, something else to her stash. Yeah, the time tones were interesting. Slim Rose named them, but it was also a contest on the Alan Frederick Show on WADO where they were looking for a name, and the contest winner got $100. So I'm not sure. Frederick's Night Train Show on the weekends. I'm not sure who actually came up with it, but Slim Rose is credited. And, oh, speaking of Jerry Green, who, of course, you know Jerry because of Lost Night and then Crimson and then, of course, oldies.com, collectibles. Jerry sold the company earlier this year. I did not realize that. Nina, his wife of decades and decades, just great gal. In fact, it was Jerry Blabbitt who introduced them. Has not been well and all that, and Jerry Green finally gave up the ghost and said, I'm just selling. And so oldies.com is still there, but without Jerry, which is sad all the way around. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And let's see what Leah has to say for her bad self. So, Leah, welcome back to WGN Radio.
This is Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. What's it? Oh.
Yeah, but you can get Leah on the other line because I may need her help.
No, no. Well, she is actually you then, Lisa. Sorry about that. So you want Christmas movies, huh?
Yes, yes.
And this is 1930 through 1950s?
Yeah, like late 30s through early 50s. That's when most of the classic movies...
Okay, late 30s.
More available.
To early 50s.
Yeah.
Sure, let's see what we come up with. Since,
all right.
God knows, I wouldn't know in a million years. Let's see. I don't know if this is trivia or just going to tell me about every movie ever made, just what I want to know, right? All right. Well, we won't ask you about It's a Wonderful Life or White Christmas or Miracle on 34th Street because, those are all...
That'll be too easy. All right.
But this movie is considered to be the original You've Got Mail. And what is it?
Little Shop Around the Corner?
Yes, absolutely. Shop Around the Corner, you betcha.
Shop Around the Corner?
And then
after that, it's In the Good Old Summertime.
Okay.
And then it was You've Got Mail.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. You're absolutely right. It 1940 was Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan.
Yes. Uh-huh. Good movie.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, good deal. You're a winner.
Yay.
Hang on. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Just that easy. All right. So, yeah. Like I say, I have to find these questions because I otherwise would never know. I don't think I've seen any Christmas movies since I've seen so few as it comes to us. But we've got our question. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what? Yeah, a whole career based on The Godfather. Yeah, and no, it was not a mobster. Right? I'm not asking you that kind of a thing, but it is actually pretty well known if you think about it. And of course, our bumpers are all well known if you think about that too. Our next one coming from the West Coast, as far as that goes, and all the artists have something in common. So 888-876-5593, and don't forget to vote on your guilty pleasures. Fess up those songs that You know, you love them, but you don't even want to admit to anybody that you like them. I mean, anything other than that, right? Well, I want to know. It's a cumulative total, and Carol, world's best show prep for it, is giving us a rundown of this every day, keeping me in line. The only way I can lose on this is if I don't get her the email or telephone votes. So your best bet is to vote by calling in on the air, 888-876-5593. So, December 11th, what can we tell you about it? Well, tomorrow, Connie Francis turns 86. Yeah. David Gates, 83. Now, you see, I think Connie Francis being 86, we almost expect that. But David Gates, 83? Yep, that's the deal. Born in 1940 in Tulsa. And, of course, Brad and all that kind of stuff. And I think he's living in Mount Vernon, Washington. Still married to his high school sweetheart. So that's the deal. And has a great family, too. One of his kids is a cardiothoracic surgeon and the other are attorneys. So Joe Rita and David did very well with that. Jermaine Jackson, let me tickle your fancy, turned 69 today, born in 1954 in Gary. Yeah. And Brenda Lee turns 79 today. Yeah, that's amazing. So, met Ronnie Shacklett at a concert, a Bo Diddley and Jackie Wilson concert in the fall of 1962. They got married a few months later in 1963, and they're still together with two daughters and three grandchildren. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, oh, Leah wants Christmas movies as well. All right, Leah.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm here. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm good. The weather's gotten cold again, so I'm happy.
Yes, well, it is, you know, winter, that almost, still late fall, but Christmas time, so, all right.
Well, you wouldn't know it here last week. We had weather in the 50s and 60s, so.
Okay, that's true. But now it's cooling off, so maybe you'll get a white Christmas, a long way from that, though. You know, anything could happen next week.
I'm not getting my hopes up. But
yeah, as we get a little closer, maybe there'll be a forecast, but right now anything goes. All right, so a Christmas movie.
Yeah, well, anytime.
Well,
doesn't matter the year.
1940s musical comedy that's right up your alley, set in charming New England, with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire fighting over the same girl. Packed with all sorts of Irving Berlin songs for every holiday.
Holiday Inn.
Yes, absolutely. 1942. It was the original film to showcase the song White Christmas.
Yes. I just watched it yesterday.
Wow. And Holiday Inn, actually, that movie is what they named the hotel chain after.
Yes, I know. And that movie is where the song White Christmas came from.
That's
originally.
Yep, that's the original. You betcha, you're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Sue is a first-time caller in Kankakee. So, Sue, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Thank you.
Glad you called. What do you think?
I was thinking William Thiessen, since he was from Chicago, from Godfather Pizza.
Oh, that's funny. I love that answer. It's not right. Not even close. But I love that answer. That's very inventive. Call me.
I tried.
You did, and I hope you, excuse me, I hope you, see, it breaks me up. Hope you're going to call me again soon.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large from the news department, and we'll get right back to it on WGN Radio.
Heaven and paradise, oh, that's where I want to be. Just you and me, in heaven and paradise, ooh, heaven and paradise, oh, that's where I want to be, just you and me. Ooh, paradise. Roses are red, violets are blue. God only knows how I love you. My darling, I love you. I love you so. I'll never, let you go. Let you go.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 1955 on Dutu. That should narrow it down somewhat. So, we have questions. I'll repeat mine in a moment. And we have bumpers, and we have your choice of your own questions. You know something about something, so let us know the category, and we'll find a question for you. And you can also vote on your guilty pleasures, those songs that you just love but are embarrassed to even admit you like. And Florence is a first-time caller in Manhattan, so welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I am surprised I'm calling you, but there is a song that I have loved, and I don't know if it was on the charts. I think that's a prerequisite.
Yeah, but let's hear it.
But in any case, it's Bad Boys, Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do When They Come For You.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was a theme song, too, for that TV show.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. That counts.
I love that song. What?
I said, that absolutely counts, whether it was on the charts or not, because that was a hit. Everybody saw the show. So, Bad Boys, Bad Boys.
Okay.
You betcha. Now, are we talking Manhattan, New York, or Manhattan, Kansas?
Manhattan, New York.
All right. Well, I'm thrilled to have you, and I hope you will call again.
Well, I'm glad. My daughter lives in Chicago, so I got to know you, and I love listening to you. So, thank you for your show.
Oh, my pleasure. What's your daughter's first name?
Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer. Mom says hello, and so do I. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Great. Thank you very
Appreciate
much.
It.
Take care.
All right, so that's nice. Florence is Jennifer's mom, and I'm delighted to have her. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. We'll have one more bumper stumper this hour, and maybe a theme will become apparent. Maybe you'll know the artist. And, of course, our question. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created an entire career based on it. Who and what? And no, it's not a mobster. Yeah, I realized after I said that, wait a minute, I can think of a few people who created careers on this. All right, so yeah, I was just rereading the Moish Levy book that's out there and seeing some very familiar names. And also, interestingly, the guy who wrote it, it's in the bathroom, so I don't have it in front of me, but the guy who wrote it did a really nice job researching it, talked easily to 100 people. But in some cases, he's so close, dancing around it, and not fully getting the information. Yeah, too bad I didn't know him to talk to him when he was writing. But nonetheless, it's a pleasure to read. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And that will take it to Mark from Aurora. So Mark, how's it going tonight? Oh, thank you. John just, wait a minute, before I say hi, John just wrote me the book, Godfather of the Music Business, Morris Levy by Richard Carlin. And yeah, like I say, Richard absolutely did a lot of research on this. But like I say, in a couple of cases, I was like, Richard, you got to put that together. Yeah, well, but it's still a lot of fun. Now, all right, so, Mark, how's it going?
I'm talking to you on my brand new iPhone. I just traded up.
Really? And you're not on speakerphone, right?
Well, I'm on my earbuds, but I'm not sitting in an echoey room.
Yeah, you actually are, but that's okay. That's why I was asking. It's a little tinny, but that's all right. So you're enjoying that iPhone.
Yeah.
Well, very good. So what model is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's the 15 Plus. It was based on a promotion. Verizon will not only refund me for the trade-in, but they're also going to buy out the old phone.
Oh, sure, but now you got a monthly bill to pay that would choke a pony, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, that's why I don't, because they're both buying out the old phone and giving me a refund on it when I trade it in.
Okay. How much are you paying a month?
I will find out.
Yep, you sure will. My feeling is if it's more than $35, it's too much.
Well, that may be. It's true. I'm not on Boost or one of these other discount companies. But.
Well, actually, Verizon owns most of them now, and the best deal is they do. They bought all of Carlos Slim's stuff. So whether it's Straight Talk or any of those, that's all Verizon. But Verizon has their own in-house Visible, which has the best rates. No customer service, but the best rates. And you roam on the same tower, the only including their roaming towers. The only time you lose it is when they have to prioritize. Guess who's at the bottom of the heap. But for $35 a month, who cares? All right. So anyhow, enjoy your phone either way. Enjoy every minute of it. All right. Now, we're going to do 1975, are we?
No, 3.
73, all right. Let's
1973.
1973, yeah. That's fine.
This week, 73.
I can do them no matter where they were, yes. I remember it well. 1973. All right. Here we are. Here we are, right in front of us here.
All right.
Number one. Most Beautiful Girl.
Oh, Charlie Rich.
Yes. Number two, Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John.
Number three, Top of the World.
Carpenters.
Number four, Just You and Me. Oh,
Just You and Me.
Yeah, don't freeze at this one. You'll hang your head in shame.
Yeah, I'm having trouble grabbing it here. Just
oh, man.
Me.
Yeah, and it was number four the week before also. Let's see about the week before that. What was it the week before that? I guess number four is where it peaked.
Chicago?
Yes. Absolutely right. That's why I said you would hang your head in shame. Number five, Time in a Bottle.
Oh, Jim Croce.
All right. Number,
love that song.
Yeah, number six, Hello, It's Me.
Todd Rundgren.
Yes. Number seven, Leave Me Alone, Ruby Red Dress.
Oh, Helen Reddy.
Yes, written by Linda Laurie of Ambrose fame. Number eight, Photograph.
Ringo.
Number nine, The Joker.
Steve Miller Band.
Number ten, If You're Ready, Come Go With Me.
If you're ready, come go with me.
Yes, and it's number nine the following week. And let's see, did it get any higher than that? It might have peaked at number nine on the pop charts. It did better on the R&B charts. Yeah, peaked at number nine. If you're ready, come go with me.
It may be we didn't hear it in Buffalo, but who did it?
The Staple Singers.
Oh, of course.
Yes, and you heard it.
I know it as You're Ready.
Yes, well, If You're Ready, Come Go With Me. That it is. Yep, that's the Staple Singers.
I can hear it. I can hear it in my head.
Right, and you heard it in Buffalo. That's right. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Well, that's right. 90% is good enough for me. You're a winner. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, don't go away. So, yeah, Mark got 9 out of 10. That's pretty darn good. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Now, oh, look at this. We're going to have the famed and lovely Jimmy P on the South Side guessing on a bumper. So how's it going?
Raleigh.
So what did you hear, you know?
That'd be the Fabulous Meadowlarks.
Absolutely. Don Julian and the Meadowlarks.
All right. One of the old-time favorites.
Yeah, me too. 1955 on Dutu.
So...
All right. Well, so
right.
Good deal. You'll probably, if you keep listening, figure out the theme.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So Jimmy P is absolutely right. It is Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, Heaven and Paradise. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So our question, we have had somebody take a guess, but we need more guesses on this. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie. But one American created an entire career based on it and did very well. Who and what? And no, he's not a mobster. All right, so that's our question. If you don't like my question, you can have your category. And sky is the limit on that. And you know something about something. Doesn't matter. No matter how obscure and arcane, that's perfectly fine with me. And we have another bumper coming up. A little more recent, too, 1973 on AFCO. So we'll see how you do with that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
There's a thrill upon a hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill upon a hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill upon a hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. There's a thrill.
And the house boy went home.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is it? Obviously not Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, but 1973 on Avco. Who were they? And yeah, you know them for other songs, no doubt about it. Now, what do they have in common with the first two groups? Well, we'll see how you do on that. And I think we'll get a winner on this one fairly quickly. In fact, all three of them, you've been doing very well on these bumpers, I'll have you know. So we've got eight more to go after this, and I bet you'll get them all tonight. All right, so with that in mind, Tommy is in Chicago, and he knows exactly who that was. So who is that? Tommy.
Hey, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm grooving to you.
Well, good. So what did you hear you know?
The Chamber Brothers. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Absolutely right. 1973 on Avco.
That's it. Yeah. And when you first mentioned Avco, I'm like, okay, she's going to play Stylist.
Yeah, but yeah, everybody would
think
that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, good deal. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Yes, the Chambers Brothers it is. So we've had the Time Tones, Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, and the Chambers Brothers. What do they have in common? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Now we have Stacy in Algonquin. So the first question is, how do you feel, Stacy?
Oh, come see, come saw.
But a little better or the same, or where are
yeah.
we?
No, I'm better.
Okay,
it's
good.
Just, you know, all the congestion and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm better.
Good. That's the most important part. All right. So, what did you hear you know?
Oh, I want to answer on...
The Godfather?
The Godfather.
What do you think?
Carlo... Gambino, Frank Costello,
no.
Joe Banana.
No, see, what yeah, you can stop. What I said is it's not a mobster or a mob wannabe. So.
Oh, which is a regular person.
Yeah, it's not a mobster or a mob wannabe. It's someone else who built his whole career on the Godmother Father. He saw it as an inspirational movie.
Let's see. Oh, I'm thinking of a name of let's see. Sophia.
Well, how about this? I'll let you think about it and call me back.
Or, you know, I can take a different question. That's okay. That's all right. I can take a different question.
What kind of question do you want?
You know, I'll stick with that girl.
Oh, jeez. Did you see, like, every episode of that?
I watched it all the time. Well, I can try.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do for you. And, all right. I think it's still on the air on some of the stations that run old TV shows. So we should hopefully be able to... oh, that's interesting. All right, so let's see. Will I get answers? I'm looking for this, hoping to get answers. No, I'm getting the top-rated supplements. I hate that when you get all those spam things in the middle of this. So show me the answers. Don't do that. Here we go. All right, I got the answers. All right, what is the name of the restaurant at which Don finally proposes to marry Anne? And it was, the episode was called Counter Proposal, and it kicked off the fifth and last season of the show.
Oh, I know, it was the Italian restaurant.
Don't be so sure.
No, okay. Let's see. The restaurant word. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, I know. Where Don proposes.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it wasn't a restaurant. It was a little place where he bought her, like, I think, an orange drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just, like, a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. It was a restaurant, but you're right. It was that kind of they called it counter proposal for a reason.
Because they...
Did it at the counter.
Just ate at the counter.
Right, exactly. So what's the name of the place?
Man, I forgot.
Citrus City.
Oh, Citrus City. Oh, for heaven's sake.
All right, talk to you later. If you think of more answers for The Godfather, don't hesitate to call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Feel better. All right, so that is the deal with Stacy. Now, let's see. Cleveland Dennis wants to guess on the bumper theme. Well, I don't see why not. Maybe he's got it. So what do you think?
Hello.
How's it going?
Well, okay. I'm a little bit behind, but I kind of knew that Meadowlark song, but I'm guessing that all these groups are from Atlanta.
Nope.
How about, let me take a guess at the question.
Okay.
But ask me the question again.
Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what?
Is it Chaz Palminteri?
No.
So I'm in the Bronx Tale at St. Charles here last year. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing, Raleigh, but I'm listening and Joe is great. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. And again, there's no mob tie-in to this guy who based his career on The Godfather. He had a career going before it, of course, but when he saw The Godfather, he said, "That's the ticket!" And based his whole career on it, and it worked out really well for him. All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So, we'll, let's see. I think Marianne wants to take another guess. Well, I think we have time for that this hour. I'm not sure, but we'll squeeze it in there. So, Marianne, what do you think?
Would it be Mario Puzo?
No.
Because he did all the Godfather.
I'm sure he did.
That's what I figured.
Don't even think that.
I thought, well, that's a career, though.
Yes, it is a career. You're right. It's not right, though.
Oh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay, bye.
So that's where we'll pick it up next hour. We have two more hours of Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio. Mama, 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 mama-io. Mama, 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 mama-io.
Mama-io, get out of kitchen. You don't know what you've been missing. Mama-io, get out of kitchen. Now, don't you hear me call. Tonight there'll be some hugging and kissing. Mommy, oh, get out of the kitchen. Now, don't you hear me call. Oh, the house is clean. The baby's asleep. Your daddy's taking you out twice a week. Mommy, oh, get out of the kitchen. You don't know what you've been missing. Mommy,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, so it's Friday night. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, I'd love for you to call. We have all sorts of ways for you to win. For one thing, identify the bumpers. You're just hearing one right now. Who are they? Yes, you know. And maybe not this record you don't know, but you know who this is. And on top of that, all of the groups that we're playing tonight have something in common. Identify what it is and win for that. And we have a question. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what? And no, it's not anybody who is mob-related. All right, so I'm sure there are many of them who did that, but no, this is not anybody who followed in the footsteps of The Godfather movie. So who is it that it absolutely made this guy's career, and he was smart enough to recognize it? So who and what? Stacy in Algonquin, going to call back. What do you think, Stacy?
I'm going to try, would it be Frank Sinatra?
Oh, Frank Sinatra, by the time the Godfather movies came out, was already a big star. In fact, he was on his waning years, so no. Frank Sinatra, by the way, was portrayed in it, but no.
Okay, what about Sterling Hayden?
Who is that? I've never heard of him.
Richard Castellano.
Who's that?
Oh, he's a star. He was a star, and he was a movie star too.
Okay,
Robert Duvall.
No.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Nope. What if I narrowed it down and told you it was no one who had anything to do with the movie?
Oh, let's see.
It was just his inspiration. All right, I hear my
radio. I'm going to try that. I'm going to take another that girl.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got your own category once, but you can guess as many times as you want on this other stuff. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll give you one of your own a night, but you can take as many guesses on the question that's out there. So if you think about it, call me back if something comes to mind. And no, it's nobody directly associated with the movie in any way. All right.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Okay, good. Okay, bye.
Alrighty.
All right. So 888-876-5593. 888-RALEIGH. Now, a number of things. I was just taking a look at this day in history. Carol's great. She covers every base. And for the weekend, Ludwig van Beethoven would be 253 years old Sunday. Yeah, right. That's for the stations that are playing the greatest hits of the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. Okay. All right. So we'll get to more historical things. But speaking of historical things, or maybe, yeah, that's what it would be. Absolutely. There's no other way to put it. James on the South Side wants a World War II question. So how's it going, James?
Oh, fine. I'm well. Ankle still. I think I tweaked it again.
Oh no! So it was getting better, and now you've injured it again, and you're starting all over.
Not completely, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I was going to take a little. Take a few hits at that question.
Good. You get half a dozen.
Okay. Okay. Elon Musk.
No. That's funny.
Jeff
like that.
Bezos.
No.
Okay, let's see. Steve Jobs.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna say. I was gonna say
it is not the not the conscience. No.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna have to give that a little more thought. There's a few others that I have in mind, but I just can't think of the names right offhand. But let's go to the question at hand.
All right, so we are talking, of course, World War II, don't you know? And here, let's see what we can pick here. I've got a mixture of questions, and we'll see how we do it. Maybe some military nicknames. All right, let's see what we got. All right. The American press dubbed this German commander Smiling Albert. On the eve of the Italian
Kesselring.
Campaign. Yes, Kesselring is right. Field Marshal Albert Kesselring. No pushover when it comes to the defense of Italy. Well, it didn't work out for him after all. So, yes, you are a winner.
Okay.
Hang on, don't go away. Yes, Kesselring. That's absolutely true. And he set up a series of strong defense lines to block the Allies' advance. And for the Allies, what was initially a target of opportunity became a long, hard slog, which drew in an even greater commitment of men and material. So, I'm not sure that was good or bad, but nonetheless, he was Smiling Albert Kesselring. So 888-876-5593. Would be 8888 Raleigh. So take a guess on the Godfather question. And again, the individual is not directly related to the Godfather in any way. And I would say that the inspiration was not necessarily you know, how the folks in The Godfather acted. Yeah, I'm really not sure where to go with Elon Musk, but it's no one like that. So, 888-876-5593. Would you like another bumper stumper? Well, it will be coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
A star. So sweet and so true. It only took a moment to decide. This is the one I want to be my bride. Starlight, a first star. That I see tonight. I wanna thank
you
for all you've done for me.
You're the greatest of the wishing stars that shines on me.
So true, it only took a moment to decide. This is the one I want to be my bride. Starlight.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and it is Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, please don't call. But if it's Monday night, please do call. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So we have a question. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie. But one American created a career based on it. Who and what? And it has nothing to do with the mob. All right, so, and actually nothing to do with the movie when I get right down to it. But it was an inspiration, undeniable inspiration. So that's my question. Bumper Stumpers, you know the deal is they all have something in common, and they all are hit artists. Not this song, of course, but hit artists. So that was 1959 on Herald. Who are they? All right, so with that in mind, I think we're going to, I've told you, you can have your own category if you don't like mine. Pick out anything. I think John in Covington wants 60s TV trivia. So hello, John.
Hi, Raleigh. Right. Let me ask you a question real quick. Is it true, have you ever heard this, that one of the Crickets wrote the theme song for Mary Tyler Moore.
Of course. But Sonny Curtis wrote a lot of stuff beyond being Crickets. Oh, my God.
Awesome.
You know, so no, that's not surprising at all. And
awesome.
Yeah, Sonny Curtis, he did some collaborations with Buddy Holly, and he was a member of the Crickets. But in addition to that, he wrote a number of things. Probably the best known is Walk Right Back, that the Everly Brothers.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Or, yeah, that's a goodie. Yeah.
I fought the Law, the Bobby Fuller 4 and the Law 1. That was
how
him.
About that? I'll have to check him out.
Yeah, and Love Is All Around is the Mary Tyler Moore theme. But, yeah, he did a lot of... A lot of stuff and, you know, tons of stuff, really. And so country stuff as well as pop stuff and, you know, pop standard stuff. And, yeah, he's in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Well, good. I'll really check him out.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to do 60s TV trivia. And what
correct.
I want to know, this is 60s, in fact, it's 1968, one season, 12 episodes. Which variety show had the shortest run on network television?
Oh, geez. Well, I believe, I liked it. Was it the Johnny Cash Show?
No, it was the Beautiful Phyllis Diller Show.
Oh.
And that's actually what they called it, the Beautiful Phyllis Diller Show.
Yeah, I do remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure I do,
yeah. Absolutely. And first episode were Rowan and Martin and Sonny and Cher and Johnny Carson. So she certainly managed to get some good guests, but all of 12 weeks. And That's the deal. One of the funniest moments on TV, she had Raymond Burr on. And at the time, Raymond was starring in Ironside. So,
right.
They had him sitting in his signature wheelchair. And
right.
Diller said, Raymond, I'm so happy to have you on the show next week. I'm going to come down there and give you a big kiss. Burr looked at Diller, contemplated his fate for a few seconds, jumped out of the wheelchair, and ran for the exit.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's the deal. The beautiful Phyllis Diller Show.
I couldn't tell you the actor's name, but I do. I think his first name is Don, the Godfather guy, and he did a commercial for cigars, and then he had a regular shtick on Red Fox variety show, and he'd say, you doesn't have to call me Johnson. You can call me RJ, or you can call me JJ.
That's great. No, not related, but that's great. I love that.
That's not him?
Nope.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right,
bro.
Thanks
You're
for calling.
Best.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so the beautiful Phyllis Diller Show, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And David is a first-time caller. He's in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, David?
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay, good. How you doing? I thought it was that guy from Saturday Night Live, the Father Guido Sarducci guy.
Nice, but not right.
All right, just another guess for you.
Well, I hope you'll call me again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so yeah. Yeah, why not? It's a good guess. You see, I can look at this and feel all high and mighty because the answer's in front of me. I don't know that I would venture half of the guesses you are, and most of them are very creative. All right, so Katie is in Homer Glen. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about your bad self?
I'm all right, but I'm up and I'm listening to you instead of falling asleep. So.
Oh, dear. Well, I don't want to keep you up, but since you are up, I'm glad you called. So what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm thinking you said career or something, so I'm thinking Godfather Pizzas. I'm wondering whoever founded that.
Yes, a guy from Chicago, but that's not the right answer. But I like it, though.
William Tyson, yeah. Nope.
All right.
Well, not right,
but a nice, nice guess, and I hope you'll call me again. More to the point, I hope you'll go to sleep.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, because, man, I know what it's like to want to go to sleep, and I always look for my what I affectionately call my nuts on YouTube. And, people who are interesting enough that I don't drift off into, that feedback loop of bad thoughts, the kind of that just churn and churn, and, you're about to, rise out of bed on your own. No. So you don't want anything that's that boring that you'll get into that. But you don't want anything that's so interesting that you'll start listening to it. Yeah. So you want all those middle things. I find near-death experiences usually fill the bill nicely. All right. So Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I love your show.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know why, but this just came to my head. I'm thinking, The Godfather, I was trying to think, Godfather. Okay, Francis Ford Coppola, somebody said that name earlier. And I says, okay, I says, and what was going on at that time? I think the part of everybody thinks is mob related, but no. I think, personally, it's like, okay, he must have gotten, the answer must have gotten some inspiration by who was the director, or who was the writer of Godfather. I'm thinking, well, let's see, who was big in those days or who was trying to make it? And I'm thinking, well, George Lucas, didn't he do that American Graffiti? I'm like, I wonder, well, this can't be mob related, so maybe it had something to do with, well, he was talking about it, and he's like, oh, Godfather, my American Graffiti is going to make it. I don't know, he just got inspiration, like, oh, we got to do more like, Francis Ford Coppola made it, I can make it too, kind of thing. So I say George Lucas.
Very interesting. It has nothing to do with the answer whatsoever, but it's very interesting.
Okay. Okay. All right. I can't wait to hear what it's going to be.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. And I don't think it has anything to do with the direction of the movie. I absolutely do not. Though I don't know. I couldn't swear to it. I just know that this guy's career was doing nothing. Then here comes The Godfather. He said, oh, I know what to do. He does it. He just turned his life around. He's a big star. All right. So who is it? Great success. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, I shouldn't say big star, actually, but just very successful. All right, now, what else do we have? Oh, I know what else we have. We have the news, and we'll reconvene right after it, right here on WGN Radio.
Go, 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 hurry, 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 get. I get over to Friendly Loan. We want to see you at Friendly Loan. That neighborly low-cost, long-term, uptown, no-down payment company.
My baby said she'd marry me, but there was just one thing. I had to go and buy her a great big diamond ring. I didn't have no money, I didn't know where to go, until I heard that fella say on the radio.
I get, I get over to Friendly Loan. Hurry over to Friendly Loan. All you have to do is sign on the dotted line, and the money is there and the treatment is fine at Friendly Loan. We want to see you at Friendly Loan. That neighborly low cost, long term, uptown, no down payment company.
Well, after we both said I do, we had to move somewhere. Found us an apartment, but oh my, it was bare.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we have another hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia, and it's slow tonight, I'll tell you, and I think that's somewhat holiday related. By the way, this, as you might know, is on Colpix from 1962, one of my all-time favorites. Makes me smile every time I hear it, and it'll be up to you to tell me what this act had in common with every other group we've played tonight. And, of course, who are they? So that's the question. And the question that I have asked, and if you don't get it, we'll hold it over for a straggler. And next week's going to be kind of interesting because it's only a half hour. It's a short show due to sports interruptions, but we'll see what we can do. But in the meantime, tonight, we got another hour and a half. Most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who was it and what? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And yes, you would know who this is and why there was a correlation as far as that goes. If you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and the sky is the limit on that, obviously. So if you know something, everybody knows something about something. Everybody's kind of an idiot savant in one way or another. Well, just pick your category and you will win. All right. So let's see. Cleveland Dennis is back here in a bumper he knows. So who are they?
Well, I have that one album, but that's not on there. It's Friendly Loans by the Marcells.
Yes, it is the Marcells, my favorite Marcells record. And
favorite, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, by far. What is it that they have in common with every other artist? All right, well, you don't have to know that.
I got a guess. Okay. They're on the same record label.
Oh, no. We've been mentioning labels, and we've had Dutu and Times Square and Avco and Cub and Herald.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So that's all right. Well, you're a winner anyway. You knew it was the Marcells.
Yeah, I want to make, am I allowed to make a request tonight?
I won't play it tonight, but this week.
I know.
What
I know.
You want?
I heard this one recently by Larry Williams, My Baby's Got Soul.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm writing
it down.
And
then if you can fit in The Walk Right Back by the Everly Brothers, like you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
All right.
That would be cool. And, I loved the talk last week, if I could say this, Raleigh, about the yellow beef tallow.
Oh, yeah.
And the French fries.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a long story, but I won't bore you with it. But okay.
All right, good deal. Well, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yeah.
All right, so absolutely, they were the Marcells, but yeah, Friendly Loans. I love that song. And, you know, of course, you know, when you're talking the Marcells, what is their big hit? Blue Moon, all right? So when I say it's my favorite, it's not like I choose between marvelous records all the way around, though Blue Moon was a giant. All right, so what do they have in common? And with that in mind, like I say on trivia, the deal is normally I can just prattle on and talk about anything, but trivia needs you. So if you have some guilty pleasures, songs that you otherwise would not admit that you loved, that you wouldn't even say you liked them, well, let us know what they are because it is a cumulative total, and we will play them back, the top 10 of your guilty pleasures, your choice for a list. We'll play them back Christmas night. Tomorrow night, we start an hour late, and that is also the truth Thursday night, an hour late. Thursday night may be later than that, now that I'm looking at it. Carol says that it could be 12:30. I may have two nights next week where you're really not hearing from me. I don't have that one marked down, so I'll have to go back and look at the WGN sports lineup to find out what the deal is on that. All right, so other than that, as far as, by the way, your guilty pleasures, I will not reveal who would be in the top 10 so far, but it is shaping up that we pretty much could have one, and I'm somewhat surprised by what it is that you love. Yeah. Actually, I'm downright disappointed. That's the whole deal of it. It's those records that to somebody probably would be just awful, but to you, you just love them. Now, tomorrow night, by the way, actually tomorrow afternoon, this would be 5:30 tomorrow afternoon Central Time, Law of Abundance, because the new moon starts. Now, Mercury is retrograde on Wednesday until January 1st. But if you really look at this, I contend that Mercury is already in the shadow of the retrograde. So on both sides of that. So the actual retrograde starts tomorrow, but we're well into the shadow. And I've already heard from people who think that this one's going to be just a doozy. And you know about Mercury retrograde, not necessarily anything horrible is going to happen, just very confusing and frustrating. You know, it's not when the plane's going to crash, it's when Delta's going to lose the luggage, you know, something like that. It's, not necessarily when anything horrendous at all is happening, but just downright confusing, particularly with regard to contracts. Great time to revisit. So if you're like redoing your divorce agreement or something like that, it's a good time to do that. But if you're initiating new behavior, oh man, contractually can be a nightmare, and travel can be screwed up too. So that's the deal of Mercury retrograde. Now, as for the shadow, to try and explain that, here's the deal. By the way, Mercury never goes backwards. No planets do, but they look like it from the Earth vantage point. And at the point that it looks like Mercury is moving backwards, it is at a point in the zodiac, you know, like let's say it's 10 degrees Sagittarius. By the way, I haven't looked at this one, so I don't know where it is. But what that means is, where is it going to, you know, it's going back retrograde. Okay, so 10 degrees Sagittarius, it's going retrograde, and maybe it's made it all the way back to 20 degrees Scorpio. Well, what that means is the shadow of the retrograde would start at 20 degrees Scorpio and would continue until, even after Mercury went back direct, would continue until it got to that same point, that 10 degrees. All right. I don't know if that makes any sense, but the bottom line is that the retrograde is larger than people realize. So any questions? Yeah, right, because that's about as clear as mud. But I'll prattle on until you want to call 888-876-5593 and be part of Monday Night Trivia. It always happens around holiday time, and I realize people are out and about doing their holiday parties and all that other stuff, but the only way to do Monday Night Trivia is with Monday Night Callers. So that would be you, and that would be now. It's actually a service. That's right, you call. Frank Sinatra would be 108 tomorrow. Benny Spellman would be 92 today. Oh, yeah, Lipstick Traces and Fortune Teller and all that. Big Mama Thornton would have been 97 today. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Dionne Warwick turns 83 tomorrow. What else do we have? J. Frank Wilson, oh my God, and the Cavaliers would have been 82 today. And, of course, his big hit was Last Kiss, and which, by the way, didn't get votes this year on the World's Worst Hit Records. I think it's because you're getting younger. But nonetheless, that was his lone effort that made any big chart action. And last I saw him, he was sitting at Gillies saying, "I used to be famous." All right, so I don't know. Would have been 82. Died in 1991 in Lufkin. And very young. He was only 49 years old when he died. But he was an alcoholic and a diabetic, and the combination is not a good one. So that's what's going on today. Morris Day and Time, the Time, turned 67 Wednesday. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. We're going to get to some lyrics with Fran coming up from 1964. And whatever category interests you, Bruce and Elwood wants World War II Navy questions, and James in Oregon has some guesses coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? Yeah, well, they have in common with every other group we've been playing. So one of my favorites there on Phoebe, which should absolutely answer any question you might have. I don't think you can name two acts on Phoebe. Maybe, but I doubt it. 1959. So 888-876-5593. Fran is in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
It's going okay.
Well, good. So we're going to do some lyrics, are we?
Yep.
All right. How his heart is aching, how his heart is breaking on the inside.
He's a funny little clown.
Absolutely right. 1964, the year you requested Bobby Goldsboro, you're absolutely right.
All right. I just heard that song yesterday. So.
Really? All right.
I always like that song. I am loath to admit that I like some of Bobby Goldsboro's songs, but I really do. I mean, honey, notwithstanding, right. A lot of his songs I like.
Well, I agree. There are several that I like, and he
it's
wrote it, too.
It's too bad he's so well-known for Honey.
Oh, but, I know. I know. But, yeah. But, you know, I mean, here's a guilty pleasure. I liked Me and the Elephants.
Oh, yeah. I like that, too.
Yeah, so that's absolutely a guilty pleasure. Me and the Elephants. And a number of people did it, but no one did it better than Bobby Goldsboro.
Oh, no. Yeah. As I say, it's just too bad that he's so well known for, you know,
Honey.
What I call the schlock songs that he did, like Watching Scotty Grow,
right,
and
yes.
Honey, and,
yes.
You know, some of that stuff. But I like things like Little Things.
Right. Right, absolutely.
And The Straight Life, I like that one too.
Yeah, I didn't mind that either. That there were a lot of them that I liked. And If You Wait for Love, which never did anything, but was a great little record.
I don't know if I've heard that one, but...
If You Wait for Love, It May Be Too Late for Love. Let me find this here, because it's one of those, I thought, great Bobby Goldsboro record that nobody else remembers. But
obviously, at least I don't.
Right. It got, swept aside because of other things that were going on. But let me find that here. I hope this is it. We'll find out. Yeah, all right. Here we go. Yeah, and you might remember it as soon as you hear it. I don't know.
I got so much to say and so little time to talk. And with so little time, it's best to say nothing
at
all.
I like that. I know. I haven't thought of it in a long time, obviously, but it didn't come up in the...
Yeah, it just, for whatever reason, never made it. And I always thought it was one of his better little records. Oh, well. And do you remember Love It, Love Is? That was another one that I hesitate to admit, but I will, that I really loved. I love Bobby Goldsboro doing Love Is.
Oh, I don't know if I heard that one either. But.
Well, here, I'll let you hear a little Love It. Yeah, it's terrible to admit, but...
Sorry, people.
Love is, you will find, a state of mind, no certain time to come to you. But when it comes, you'll find that love is many things. A brighter day, the month of May, a sky of blue.
Right.
And when it comes to you,
it was a flip side.
You'll find that love is good, love is fine, love is here till the end of time. So take my...
So I liked it. So I don't know what to tell you. But there were a lot...
Yeah,
there were a lot of those cute little records, the I'm a Drifters of the world, that don't get no respect.
Right.
Yeah, which is a...
Okay.
A real
I'm racking my brain. I've almost, it's like I keep getting an idea of the theme. And then I think, well, because I know there are some things I've heard that, like, something about Story Untold, and I'm going, this is not the Story Untold I remember hearing.
You're right, exactly, it's not. No, there are no nutmegs being played tonight.
And then there was another thing that you played that was the tune of Lipstick on Your Collar.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, it was, I can't remember who, somebody guessed the artist.
Okay.
And it was a song that you said you liked a lot by them, but now I can't remember who the artist was. And I remember thinking, that tune is straight out of Lipstick on Your Collar.
Oh, Friendly Loans. Friendly Loans.
Yeah,
the Marcells. Friendly Loans,
thinking,
yeah.
Okay, is it songs that are different lyrics but the same tune?
Nope. All right. Well, good deal. Well, you're certainly right for the lyrics, so hang on and we'll confirm that. And,
okay, thanks.
In the meantime, John will kill me because I have accidentally closed the screen, so the only person I see on it is Elaine. And that's good. She's a first-time caller. So, Elaine, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hello.
Or the first time, anyway. Yes, thank you for calling.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love your show.
Thank you. So you're going to vote? You're going to admit what it is that you love?
I'm going to admit it. You'll have to tell me if it was a hit, though.
All right. What is it?
My Dad.
Oh, it was a big hit. Paul Peterson. Huge hit. Yes, absolutely. That was when they made those child stars sing. It was almost like child abuse. And
I know. I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Shelley Fabre. I remember at the time she said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with the song except I can't sing." So,
well, you can put that as a guilty one too for me. I like Johnny Angel.
Okay. All right. Johnny Angel. Well, I didn't care for Johnny Angel, but what's really horrible is I liked the follow-up, Johnny Loves Me. But
Oh, I never heard that one.
Oh, God. Well, maybe I'll play a little of that. Yeah, and I hesitate to ever admit that, but yes, I liked Johnny Loves Me. Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you voted, and I hope you'll call me again.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So my dad, a worthy vote. All right. More, another hour of this coming up on WGN Radio.
I'm always picking petals from the flower of love to see if she loves me or she loves me not. I wonder what's to be.
Today we'll make up, but then tomorrow we'll break up again. She can't make up her mind. Will I find the answer picking petals from the flower of love? I wonder, wonder why she's such a honey at first. She changes all the time. Will I find the answer picking petals from the flower of love?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. You absolutely know who this is. Not this song, mind you, but certainly who it is. And what does this group have in common with every other group we played tonight? Hey, if you just know the artist, you're a winner. And if you know what they have in common, well, even better. Now, we have a question here, which, you know, I've had this question on this sheet for, I'd say, 2 years now. And for some reason, I thought, well, tonight's the night to ask it. Most of us wouldn't view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what? 888-876-5593. Diane in Chicago, what do you think?
Well, I was thinking of Godfather Pizza.
Nope, not at all. The guy who founded that, actually, I know Willie Thiessen always gets the credit, but was a guy named Greg Johnson in Omaha, and then he sold it to Willie. But no, not Godfather's Pizza.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
You're
and Lord knows their commercials, of course, are play on The Godfather and all that. But no, this is an individual who made his career based solely on The Godfather. Literally made a career out of it. And not saying that, you know, he was unknown prior, but this was what put him over the top. All right, Bruce in Elwood wants his World War II Navy question. So how's it going, Bruce?
I'm doing pretty good, Raleigh. How are you doing?
Well, I can't complain. You're sounding good. You're feeling okay?
Yeah, doing okay. When you were talking about, what is it, Mercury growing into retrograde?
Yes.
There's so much confusion going on in my life right now, and it's not me, it's people near me.
Yep. Misunderstandings, confusion, all that kind of stuff. That's the hallmark of Mercury retrograde. You betcha. Well, hang on tight, because it's in retrograde through the new year, and then you got the shadow of the retrograde after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, you say everybody knows a little bit about something, but I'm getting old enough that I know a little bit about nothing. So.
Yeah, yeah, I relate to that. Well, throughout the war in the Pacific, this was known as the ship that wouldn't die after surviving so many engagements and taking so much damage. And it actually survived the war, lived into the 1960s, decommissioned in 1974. What was it?
Ooh.
It was alternately named as Fighting Eye and Dry Eye for how much it spent in dry docks.
Oh. The USS Independence?
No, try again. You're right. It is an eye.
Oh.
And in 1982, it became an official museum ship. It lives on the western side of Manhattan, where millions of people visit the historic fleet.
The Intrepid.
Yes,
Intrepid.
There you go, the Intrepid. You betcha.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. Well, hang on, don't go away. All right, so that's
okay. Thank you.
The USS Intrepid. All right, so now we have James in Oregon taking another guess on that Godfather question. What do you think?
Oh, okay. Good evening.
I got two guesses. I think Joe Pesci.
Nope.
He's a little wise guy. You know.
Nope.
Not him or Joe Piscopo?
Nope.
And I was going to ask you, you said, did you say the inspiration for the singer in The Godfather was Frank Sinatra?
No.
They said it was Al Martino.
It was Al Martino. No, but there was some bit. You see, I've never seen these movies. John said to me, there was a bit that involved Frank Sinatra, but anyway, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But yes, Al Martino certainly, you know, I lived in Philadelphia, and I'll tell you what, in South Philly, you go to these restaurants, man, those Al Martino records come on, and women are swooning to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. My first one on active duty in the Navy, I went to stationed at Philadelphia Naval Station there on South Philly.
Right.
You know, I know
exactly where.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. Al Martino, of course, is probably ate out his heart for the rest of his life because he turned down Venus, and that's how Frankie Avalon got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said, that'll never be a hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just we used to joke as an Italian family story, the Godfather, you know. But
South Philly was the real deal. I remember I'd go to restaurants that had no names on them where you just had to knock at the door, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Best meatballs in the world, though. I still lust for them.
Well, I you know what I remember in Philly was the first time I ever rode on a subway. I just got on one and rode it to the next station and back.
Okay.
You know, you get on it. And then they had vending machines with fruit.
Yes.
Like apples and oranges and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And then it was like a cafeteria, but they call it an automat.
Yeah, well, that was the old Horn and Hard Art. That was around from the 30s in New York. And when you mentioned like fruit and stuff like that, yeah, Horn and Hard Art was the big deal, the automat, of course.
Yeah, the automat. You go in there, you put a quarter in here.
Yes,
a dollar there. Yeah.
Yes, that was big from the 30s.
Yeah, that tripped me out when I saw that.
Absolutely. And it was it was in Philadelphia and it was in New York and it was first opened in the 1880s.
Wow.
And I think. Joseph Horn was a German immigrant, but Hard Art was from New Orleans, and they opened the first one in Philadelphia. But that was like the late 1880s, if you're ready for that.
Wow.
And, I think Hard Art came and was first saying, we have New Orleans-style coffee, but they incorporated as Horn and Hard Art, and then they later started the automat, and I think the first automat was actually Times Square in 1912.
Oh, okay.
So they had a slogan on their prepackaged automat favorite saying, less work for mother. And I kid you not. But, man, during the Depression, that macaroni and cheese and those baked beans, that was just like the thing. And Horn died in about 1941. And, you know, they in the 50s, it was kind of going downhill. But they operated, I think the last one in New York was like 1991. It was that long.
Wow. Wow.
I just remember
that automat. It sticks in my mind, and then I rode, like I said, that first subway. I rode there, but I was there in '66, and then I had to go '66, and I went back, and then '67, and like that there. But I liked it. It was really an eye opener for me, even as a young kid, and I thought I was a wise kid then, you know. But it was an eye opener, you know.
Oh yeah, no, they were huge, absolutely huge throughout the Depression, especially. And coffee was only a nickel and things like that. So absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought it would be Joe Pesci or something because he plays a little wise guy. And he kind of made a career out of that. Then he played a little wise guy.
That's really good. It's just not right.
Well, okay.
All right.
I'll see.
Thanks.
I'll keep my ears open.
I hope so. Thanks. I would say the connection is as obvious as it gets, but I don't think anybody is coming close to what would make it obvious. So 888-876-5593. Now we will have count them three more bumpers for you to figure out the theme. And so far you've known the Time Tones and Don Julian and the Meadowlarks and the Chambers Brothers and the Marcells, but that's been it. You've missed some big ones there, and you'll hear another one coming up now on WGN Radio.
Tell me why the stars in the sky, they're the same kind of stars that I see in your eyes. I love you, yes I do.
My mic was on. I didn't realize that. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, I guess this song just reacted all right. So who, I can't believe that. Who is it? And what do they have in common with everything else we played? Now, 888-876-5593 will do it. We'll have two more bumper stumpers, and maybe it will become apparent. I'll reveal the theme at the end of the night, but I would expect you to know, well, maybe one of the next two for sure. But as for our Godfather question, we will hang on to that next week. And I don't know, next week we have apparently abbreviated show. Certainly next Monday night we just got a half hour, so we'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, most of us would not view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who was it and what? All right, so 888-876-5593. And when you hear the answer, I know you're going to groan and say, I can't believe I didn't think of that. All right, but you didn't. So if you do, absolutely. Now's the time to call, because it is Monday Night Trivia. And, of course, the Guilty Pleasures, which we are voting on. And a song that you absolutely adore, but are not even willing to tell someone else that you like. That's what we want. And everybody's got them. And a poll that you requested, and invariably, some of the ones that wind up on the top 10 of this are usually also on the top 10 of the world's worst hit records, because those are the kind of things that people love them or they hate them, and maybe you're in the love them category, and we'll see. So, other than that, looking at what other music trivia or other trivia you might be interested in, I mentioned that Frank Sinatra would be 108 tomorrow. Yeah, born in Hoboken, 1915, actually. So, yes, and what else did we have? There's plenty more. Where they have Morris Day and the Time, I think I mentioned them. Patty Duke would be turning 77 on Thursday. Died, sadly, 69 years old in Coeur d'Alene. Linda Jones would turn 79 this week if she hadn't died at 27 years old. Yeah, she was taking a nap between shows at the Apollo Theater, slipped into a coma, experienced insulin shock, and that was all they wrote. But I'll tell you, Hypnotize, yeah, that was just huge, absolutely huge. Big East L.A. record as well. Charlie Rich would turn 91 this week on Thursday, and yeah, died in his sleep July 25th, 1995 in Hammond, Louisiana. Touring, doing the things that he loved to do. So it's the way to go. That's for sure. Yeah. So Jesse Belvin would have turned 91 on Friday. I'll tell you what, had he lived, he would have been a mega star. No doubt about it. He and his wife Joanne were incredible writers, and both of them died in 1960 after that show in Little Rock, which was such a, oh man, it was a great show as far as that goes. Sam Cooke and Marv Johnson and Jackie Wilson, but it was the first integrated Little Rock concert, and man, the powers that be in Little Rock were not thrilled at the concept of that and pretty much chased him out of town, but that's not what got him into that auto wreck. A lot of people thought that, but it was just that he had a driver. In fact, it was a driver that Ray Charles had fired, and the driver fell asleep, unfortunately. Alan Freed would have turned 102 on Friday and sadly died in 1965 in Palm Springs. Alcoholism, liver cirrhosis, and he never got over the payola hearings, and that's a long story. I wrote about that in my book, and eventually we'll have that book online free for you because I ran out of copies and people still want to buy it, and I don't want you to have to pay the outrageous prices that I've seen some places. Don't do that. I'll get it to you for free, I promise. All right, so Cleveland Dennis is guessing on the bumper theme. What do you think?
Look at it like this. The Chambers Brothers, if I'm not mistaken, had a white drummer. The Marcells and the Del Vikings, I think, were integrated. So I'm saying they're all integrated groups.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
That is the theme. And we'll talk about all of them when I reveal them all. But you're 100% right. That's it. Every one of these was an integrated group.
Right. Now, I have a couple comments, if I could. I saw the documentary on TCM about the Automat in New York.
Right.
And, it was interesting you were talking about it. But, you know, you said Alan Freed's birthday.
Yeah.
As long as this is correct, his son-in-law, who I knew from WZAK 93.1 FM in Cleveland, mm-hmm. who used to do an oldie show, that's how I got turned on to it,
mm-hmm.
Dick Lipitor. Dick uh-huh. Lipitor yeah. claimed he was married to Alan Freed's daughter.
Right.
Was that true?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and, I just remembered all that.
And, of course, Alan was from Cleveland. Dick was married to Alana.
Okay, and you know better than I.
I don't know. Alana Freed. I don't know if they still are. I don't even know if Dick's still alive, is he?
Last I knew, yeah. He was out in California doing shows, and, you know, beyond that, I can't say. But I want to give my vote for the Edmund Fitzgerald, and because...
You like it? Okay.
Well, a good friend of mine became a merchant marine. He sailed the high seas, and the time that vessel went down on Lake Superior, we were scratching our heads wondering if he was on watch, because he was apt to not adhere to the rules, but it turned out he wasn't. Anyhow, there's something about that song that just relates, you know, with Cleveland, where I grew up and all that, but... I want to make another request.
Oh, by the way, John just came in and left me a note, and he said, "Raleigh, I did a pilot with Dick at Cube. He's still alive." Okay, well, very good. obviously, we don't talk that much, but yeah, good. All right.
Yeah. So what's Cube?
Oh, well, this is going back to December 1st, 1977. Cube was the world's first interactive cable system, and it debuted in Columbus, Ohio, and it was a Time Warner project, and it was thought to be the big coming thing, and, you know, you're supposed to be able to vote on community meetings and all this stuff. Well, they wound up voting on talent search and things like that, but it was the genesis of both Nickelodeon and MTV. Both of which really came out of Cube. Warner Cube, you can look it up because it's fairly historical. But, yeah, we've got a big poster, you know, with December 1st, 1977 being Cube Day. And it is a big deal for people who are into cable history.
Yep. Well, I remember it because I lived through it. My daughters used to sit and watch the Superstations with baseball on cable.
Yep, well,
in the early 80s. Yeah.
Right. Well, but those were usually non-interactive. This was interactive, where the viewers could actually participate. You know, it was two-way.
Yeah.
And, of course, now we don't think anything by that, because, of course, everything's two-way. But at the time, no one had done that. So, yeah.
I would say I would tend to agree. Well, what was the communication? They had like a keyboard or a...
No, they were Gerald boxes.
Pogo?
No, they were Gerald boxes, and you can probably see them online. You can see pictures of them, and you know there'd be buttons, and you'd press this for that and that for this, that kind of thing. Okay. But John came in here and said, "Shut up and go to the news." So I'm done talking about Q, but you're absolutely right about the theme. So hang on, don't go away.
Bobby Goldsboro, it's too late request. Thank you.
Okay, good deal. Hang on. All right, so that's the deal, and we will get to Sherry in Naperville and Ruth in Gurney, and hopefully you too coming up on WGN Radio.
I wanted you.
I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's hardcore duo if there ever was. But yes, like everybody else we've played tonight, interracial group. But who are they? And you absolutely know a song by them. Not this one, I'm sure. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh and Bob is in Willowbrook. So Bob, talk to me. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. Good morning, Raleigh, from the Central Time Zone.
Yes.
Okay, I have two guesses on your trivia question.
Okay.
The first is the actor James Gandolfini.
Nope.
Okay. Director Martin Scorsese.
Nope.
Well, that's it.
All right, but those are both nice tries. Thank you.
Yeah, happy new moon and happy 6th or 7th night of Hanukkah, whatever.
Yes, you betcha. All right, thanks.
Okay, take care.
So yeah, I think Thursday night was the first night, so I'd have to count them, but it still is Hanukkah. So happy. All right, so let's see, what do we have with speaking of the holidays, Ruth and Gurney wants Christmas legends. All right, Ruth, how are you?
I'm really good, and you?
I can't complain. I got a question for you,
good.
And I think you're going to get it. You ready?
Well, I sometimes think that the most important thing around is hearing what you find, because it brings so much interesting information to other people. And I do have a request for a song.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so here we are. What real-life person is Santa Claus based on?
Bob Hope.
Oh, come on, Ruth. This is a question just for you. I came up with it just for you. If anybody was going to know this right away, it would be Ruth.
At this time in the morning. Oh, good morning to you. Okay. Real life Santa.
Yeah.
Do you have a clue?
No. Because it's this easy. There is no clue. Oh, you're gonna hate yourself. But
I won't hate myself. I'll be glad to know what it is. I'm sure it is. I can only think of that movie, Miracle on 34th Street.
Real life. We're talking about 343, or actually about 300 A.D.
Wow. Oh, St. Nicholas.
Thank you! All right, I told you were going to absolutely hate yourself if you didn't get that.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. When you did the time, yeah.
There you are, Saint
Nicholas.
Nicholas. Well,
of course, that's a blessing.
That's right. That's right. Saint Nicholas of Myra and Nicholas of Bari, and he was Greek.
By the way, I saw my first this year, Santa on Bended Knee in front of an outdoor display,
all right.
And I thought it was absolutely remarkable for the Patriot, whose granddaughter does the raffle every year of a quilt. Mm-hmm. and this year's quilt was the shape of the United States. $18,000 raised for Toys for Tots.
That's great.
Incredible. From St. Paul the Apostle. He was called Patriotic Joe, and so she does this in his memory ahead Knight of the Columbus. Okay, and my song request would be for Bobby Darin's Auld Lang Syne Christmas, and I just called to say I love you.
No, no, I won't do that. I will never do that.
Okay, the search is over. The search is over.
Who did the search is over?
Oh, I'm not sure who the artist was, but it's really a soulmate song from the 1980s. And what is the other one? Love Potion Number 9.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely get that one for you. You betcha. All right. Well, good deal. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, yeah, Love Potion Number 9. Happy to. I did that a few weeks ago. Maybe Ruth didn't hear it, but I can do it again because it's a great song, Lieber and Stoller. But Ruth won. She absolutely did. So she gets something. And, you know, a certificate and something else that's not worth the postage. But Sherry is in Naperville. So, Sherry, welcome back to WGN Radio. Sherry. Oh, Sherry's walked away from the phone again. All right, well, we'll just put Sherry on hold, and she'll figure out that she's on the air once more. And so, all right, I don't know where Sherry goes, but it does take a while sometimes to get on the air. But now's a good time to call, actually, because there's a dearth of you. I know, it's Christmas time, and I expect that. But we have one more bumper stumper here, and... yeah, I think I'm gonna play it for you now and see if you can get it. And it's another one of the more recent, comparatively, 1976. So that will be coming up on WGN Radio.
One burning kiss fills me with desire, and it would drive me mad if you should stop it now, cause I've never ever had a love like this before. Keep on giving it to me. Crazy about you, baby.
Mad about you, darling.
Keep on giving it to me, cause I'm mad about you, darling. Don't stop it now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are those? Who are they? That's the last of our bumper stumpers tonight, and we'll go over all 11 here before the show is over. Our question, if you don't get it, is going to be a holdover. Most of us wouldn't view The Godfather as an inspirational movie, but one American created a career based on it. Who and what? All right, so Danny is a second-time caller. He's in Chicago. Thanks for calling back, Danny.
Oh, enjoy your program, Ollie.
Thank you. So what are we doing? You got a request?
Well, I was just wondering if you had ever heard of a group called the Spaniels. Oh, I used to work with this fella when I was an apprentice plumber in Chicago years ago. His name was Charlie Colquitt, and he had the greatest voice, a very deep voice. And I was wondering if you could play a song by them. Have you heard of them?
Well, of course I know the Spaniels very well, and they were on VJ, and they were one of the greatest doo-wop group of all times. And Pookie Hudson was the lead singer for most of that stuff. But I think there are so many things. Of course, their most famous record is Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight. But I think my favorite was, well, they've had so many. But what the heck was it? Now I can't think of it. That's Stormy Weather. Stormy Weather was my favorite by them. But Great Googly Moo and so many other things. I mean, we're talking, this is doo-wop royalty when you talk about the Spaniels.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So the guy you worked with, was he in the group?
He was, yeah.
Okay. So not one of the originals, though, because the originals were Pookie Hudson, Ernest Warren, Opal Courtney, Willis Jackson, and Gerald Gregory.
Yeah, he may have come on with the group later.
Right, because they were around.
Went through a few members.
Right, they were around since 1952, And they stayed together until Vijay went belly up, which was 66. And then they reunited again in 69 when the oldies craze started. They reunited and they kind of sung a lot of at the oldies concert. So maybe he was in it then.
I would think that would have been around that time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, neat. Yeah, I love the Spaniards.
Yeah. Well, if you get a chance and you have any of those, I'd love to hear them.
I got a ton of them, and we'll play several this week for you.
You're the best, Raleigh.
Right. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it. All right. So, yeah, my pleasure to play the Spaniels. I'm writing this down. Danny wants Spaniels. All right. Yeah, me too. Love the Spaniels. And they backed Priscilla. What the heck's her name? This is terrible. Yeah, the mind up and left me a long time ago. But, yeah, the original Rockin' Good Way, Priscilla. All right, it'll come to me, of course. Probably right after the show is over. All right, but Eric has a bumper guess, so let's see what he knows. All right, Eric, what'd you hear you know?
Well, I think that's hot chocolate.
Yes, absolutely, it is hot chocolate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that wasn't the song I know them by, but yeah.
Right, of course not. No, but it's Don't Stop It Now, 1976 on RAK. But yes, Hot Chocolate, Emmy, and Everyone's a Winner and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
All right, yeah. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Appreciate it. All right.
No problem. Thank you.
Eric knows his hot chocolate, so let's see what else we can do here. I sure hope that John got Danny in his address. If not, call back Danny. But I think he did. All right, but Sherry is supposedly there. We'll see. Sherry, are you there?
I am here. I had the phone away from me because David was talking to me. I apologize.
Yes.
At any rate, I have six guesses.
Okay.
And I'm not going to know any name for most of them. But it's more like a concept, but maybe you can say you're close, and then it'll give other people hints.
Well, this is one of those things where you would know the name.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Then the only name I know of all my guesses, and I'll do all, but I know Geraldo Rivera decided, okay, to, like, reveal hidden rooms and safes and stuff.
Nope.
Okay. So really, we'd know the name? So these are my other guesses. A researcher or writer focused on mob family ties and mysteries,
nope.
Writing books.
Nope.
A producer of murder mystery dinners.
Nope.
A touring company focusing on old mob hangouts,
nope.
Houses, and other
nope.
things.
Nope.
Nope. Museum curator
nope.
for mob.
Nope. Nope.
All right, and then I know there was some Chicago comedian singer type, that actor's Italian, but I think the player interviewed him. No.
No.
All right, I am clueless, and you think we'll know the name.
I know you'll know the name. I don't think it. I know it.
Based on the mob and based
no,
on...
No,
based?
No, not necessarily. Just based on the movie The Godfather.
Yeah, but there were four things. The first one?
Well, sure, go with the first one, but it wouldn't matter.
Well, there's like horses' heads and broken pencils in the mail. And
All right. Be thinking about it.
Okay, thank
you. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Well, of course, we'll be here tomorrow night for a half hour. And then Wednesday is a full show. And I believe Thursday is a full show. No, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow night is a half hour. And then, I don't know. I got to look at Thursday. Let me... I should have done this housework before this, I know, but I don't want to confuse you, so you've probably been there long before me, WGNradio.com, and they have a little thing under weekday, upcoming guests and sports, and this is usually how I found out if I'm on the radio or not. All right, so tomorrow night we're on at 12:30, and then Thursday night... We're on at 12:30. All right, so the only full show is Wednesday night this week, but we have a half hour tomorrow and a full show on Wednesday. And you can continue to vote on the that was last time. Your guilty pleasures, those songs you utterly love but are loath to admit you even like them. So that's what we're working on there. So, all right, couple of the guys knew Hot Chocolate but already taken. So, yeah, we got a winner on that one. But thanks for trying, Robert. All right, so Robert and Stickney probably left us when he heard somebody else gifts hot chocolate. And I think Timothy in Virginia, same deal. So, yep, we've already determined it's hot chocolate. Want to guess on anything else? All right.
You don't have time to do charts, do you?
Charts? Sure, I'll do charts. What do you want?
Okay, let's try this week in 76.
All right, this week in 1976. I'll be happy to do that. All right, let's find it here. Here we are, 1976, this week. Yes, and let's see. Here we are. I'm up to October. Ah, yes, I've got this week in 76 right in front of me. All right, number one. Tonight's the Night.
Rod Stewart.
Yes. Number two, Rubber Band Man. Oh, you can do this one.
Yeah, I know it. Spinners.
Yes. Number three, You Don't Have to Be a Star to Be in My Show.
That wouldn't be Marilyn McCoo and...
Billy Davis, you got it. I'll take it. Number four, yeah. Muskrat Love.
A Captain in Canoe.
Yep. Number five, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing. Yep, that's it, all right.
Oh.
On Warner Brothers. Leo
Sayer?
Yes, absolutely. Number six here, More Than a Feeling.
Boston?
Yep. Number seven, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Elton John.
Yes. Number eight, Nadia's Theme. Oh, God. I'm getting nauseous.
Oh, God. I know it was in the soap opera, but I don't know who did it.
Yeah, Barry Devorzin and Perry Botkin Jr. Oh, God. I swear, I'm getting esophagitis just thinking about it. Number nine, You Are the Woman. It was on Atlantic. You can do this.
I think I know it.
I know you know it.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I'm having a senior moment on that.
That's
one.
All right. That's Firefall. Number 10, that's all right. You know, you can not get three of them, so I think this would be our third. But Nights Are Forever Without You.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. You can miss three. That's all right. But Nights Are Forever. Forever. It was the lovely England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Hang on. It's still a 70%. That's good enough for me. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, 7 out of 10 ain't bad. So we'll put Timothy on hold. Happy to do charts. And James on the South Side's got some trivia guesses. Oh, good. So, James, what do you got for me?
Okay, I'm going to go, let's see, I'm going to say Saddam Hussein?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say Vladimir Putin?
No. Are we talking about the Godfather question?
Yeah.
All right, just checking. What are the other ones?
Well, I'm going to say Kill Him Song.
No, and you've lost your phone here. Get your phone. Pick that phone back up and put it to your mouth.
Okay.
All right,
is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go with... okay.
Be quick.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
All right, you got a whole week to think about it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. All right, thanks. My phone, I'm trying to get it charged.
Charge away. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so now let's talk about this. The Time Tones, In My Heart, Times Square, Don Julian and the Meadowlarks, Heaven and Paradise, Chamber Brothers, Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. The Impalas did Mommy O, the group that did Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home. The Mellow Kings that had Tonight Tonight did Starbright. The Marcells, Friendly Loans. The Del Vikings did Don't Be a Fool. The Crests did Flower of Love. Norman Fox and the Rob Roys did Tell Me Why. The Jaguars did I Wanted You. And Hot Chocolate did Don't Stop It Now. So that's it. So our other question will be hanging around for a while because, you know, next week, like I say, we only got about a half hour of trivia, but we'll try it anyway. Now, tomorrow night we got a half hour, but then Wednesday is a full show. So if you can't join me for the last half hour tomorrow night, and I hope you can, but if you can't, then Wednesday at 10. Now, until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I think those of you who called. Yeah, really appreciated that. Can't play trivia without you. That's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.